Yeah. I was having none of it. And then the guy came in there and started spraying his action all over himself.
Yes.
Which he'd never done before. And I was like,
well, that was the best part. Like, yeah, it was, it was like an Asian fusion place.
Yes,
so that
that's
means
actually what it's called.
It literally is called Asian fusion out in Ashburn. That's, I wish that were a joke. It's just called AF. AFDP. I've seen other things called AFDP.
White slavery.
Yeah. And it was an Asian guy. East Asian, I should say. Right? Or the Asian. What we call Asian in this country.
Yeah.
Chinese.
No, wait, the guy?
The catch-all. The first guy was.
Yeah,
and then an Indian dude stepped in.
Yeah, because that's actually their thing. They're more, it's like you would think typical, like, Chinese food cuisine, but then it has more of, like, an Indian touch to it.
I mean, it's Asian.
No,
yeah, that made nothing.
Yeah, none of it made sense.
You cringe when you said an Indian touch to it.
No, no, it's good. No, I really like it.
No,
I think it's Singapore noodles and spicy.
Anyhow, the Indian guy taps in.
Oh, God.
Chinese guy taps out, and Jay is absolutely right. This guy was channeling my sixth grade best. And, I mean, honest to God, was lifting his pits through his shirt, was hosing himself with axe.
Ew.
And then a girl sat down, and he immediately is laying a rap on her. Like,
oh,
baby,
just,
you're here so much. I don't even know your name. I'm like, we're not getting that treatment, are we? Just, like, really audibly, just starting to sink his
I couldn't
shit.
Even get a Dr. Pepper, and he was just starting to rap
like,
on her.
The instant a waiter is, like, openly trying to F one of the customers, and we can't even get the goddamn soda we want.
Yeah.
I'll do anything in my power to make sure. Not that I thought he was getting any. Okay, like, she looked like,
no,
she, you know,
I
nice,
thought she was going to leave.
Yeah, she
I'm
looked like
a
nice little
around.
Whitey businesswoman type. And not, she wasn't, like, freshly divorced. She really didn't need to, like, swing low just to get some revenge D.
Yeah.
And he's sitting
revenge
there.
Revenge D.
He's just sitting. Oh, yeah, you know, like,
axe D.
Yeah, just some D so that you can, like, snap pictures of it like that in your mouth while you're giving a thumbs up. And then, like, quote, unquote, accidentally send it to your ex-husband.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, how did you get that?
Yeah.
I guess we both moved on. This is darker and bigger.
Full of axe body spray.
Yeah,
I swallowed and now I'm sterile.
Yeah.
Will you still love me now that we can't? Now that your name dies with you?
Oh, you were so embarrassed.
You was.
Didn't go
oh,
well.
I know. I really was.
And
I think it made up for the with
the, well,
with
for
the
last
quality of food. I didn't cook it, but I think that the food was pretty good.
No, the food was crap too.
Oh.
But I really held my tongue because I wanted
really
to see your soul get crushed live on air.
It was absolutely crushed.
Yours,
you
crushed like yours a lot. Mine
he crushes my soul daily.
Mine was just a weak like noodles and gravy, and I wasn't impressed. But Jay was like,
"I told
you
would
like
it.
I told
you
would like it. I lied.
How do you like it?
I lied."
No, he's a soul crusher.
Yeah.
I wait every morning for like my soul-crushing text that I'm going to get from him.
Well,
are we hanging out today?
I send
every
day, it's a different celebrity pig that I text a picture of to Eva, and then I just say, this is you.
Yeah.
So there's Arnold from Green Acres, there's Babe, there's Babe 2,
yep.
Pig
oh,
in
no.
the City, Wilbur from
and he
Charlotte's
calls me
Web.
Turd.
That part's
not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's just term of endearment.
Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, a new celebrity pig every day.
I'm running out, by the way, so if any of you guys out there know of a celebrity pig, that's two on the nose.
Oh.
All right.
That's
not how my humor works. So Jay was in the doghouse for like a week. Like, no swinging dick out of this lad. Until we came to your house today to record. And
this
what can I say?
I just want to say, Jay, in spite of this shield that I have in my face
well, we had
right
to put
now,
it because you just like to scream into the microphone.
I have
a freaking booming voice.
I am
sorry.
I have a crescent, 180 degree crescent wall of styrofoam.
I had to think of something.
It looks like something you'd put around a dog's face so it wouldn't lick its ass after surgery.
You put a cone around it?
But, yeah, we've expressed spots.
You need a cone. I
think
you need a cone.
That would make me louder.
Let's do a show. No. Show
I don't know much about acoustics, but I just put my head in a megaphone.
Oh, you know.
I'm going to sound like Banshee
it's
the X-Men.
It's gotta be right.
Yes!
I'll be able to knock plaster off the ceiling with my voice this time.
Not your D.
I was going for a thick spurt, but yes, in the right ballpark. So, I'm sorry, you only have, like, 3 spare rooms in your awesome house, and they're forcing me to have, my little doggy, no-ball-licky collar on.
We could use the jam room, but that's my cat.
Yeah, you have a jam room.
He has a jam room. And in his jam room is his cat's litter box and food. Because
he plays the drums.
Who doesn't want to jam while their cat drops some heat right in front of them?
We do, and he has. And
of course.
It's been hilarious.
I guarantee you.
And I'm like, drop the beat.
You've been sitting there with your jazz quartet and nothing's happening. And suddenly Ink, the cat's name is Ink, comes in. Yeah.
And then just
drops
brilliant.
Immediately your clarinet player and your flautist are like, wait a minute.
Yeah, because I usually play bass.
Do you?
And then Josh will play drums.
Oh, there's really a groove that
yeah. Like, and then the cat comes in and takes a
well, I just want to say.
And that's usually the finale.
Before we... I don't want to make this show like just the runaway... I feel like we're like the podcast equivalent of like Family Guy, where it's just like there's no real show structure.
Hey.
But okay, if I don't mention this, it's going to be lost to the ages.
Okay.
And it's the hardest I've laughed like in easily a month.
Okay.
Okay, so my girlfriend she lives at home. Her mom has 4 cats. But like my girlfriend's so cat obsessed, like there's one that's unequivocally, I'll say again, air quotes, hers.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that all
her
mom's cats. There's
one
Pixie. God damn Pixie. Pixie who like loves my girlfriend to death. And like my girlfriend's entire life, because initially the balance of power was Pixie belonged to my girlfriend in terms of love. Then there's the rough boy cat, Little T.
Mm-hmm.
And Little T sides with her older brother, whom she's not on the best terms with. Then her mom has Alfie and Pumpkin. It's gotten to the point that my girl has, like, made Pumpkin, Little T, and Pixie all love her the most. But
nice.
Pixie still is the only one allowed to crap in a litter box that my girl has set up in her room. Like, that's...
Where do the rest of them crap?
Oh, so there's a separate litter box?
Oh, yeah. There is a whole, like...
Pixie gets its own throne.
Exactly. That is the only upstairs litter box.
However, I'm concerned that she's, like, bringing in somebody to poop into her room.
Well, I remember I witnessed
Pixie's
first poop.
You're cool. You can poop my room.
Oh yeah, it's really like it's like the velvet rope with Magic Johnson.
Like,
instead of getting AIDS,
you
get to piss in a litter box.
I won't let my girl do that.
I mean,
you don't let her poop at all.
Not unless you put down the trash box first and into that stuff. And that's a rookie mistake. They don't account for the smell.
Yeah,
but you're like, I want my girl, of course, to drop one on my tummy. But the smell overpowers them, and then you vomit, and then the mood is ruined.
Yeah.
Just be prepared for that
smell. God! What?
Vomit? Ew.
Exactly.
I'm
rich for my blood.
I'm so over this.
So, Pixie, I witnessed Pixie's first deuce in the box, because it took a month of cajoling Pixie to do more than just piss in this box. And my girlfriend was, like, so excited. And Pixie took a normal cat dookie in this box.
I'm laughing already.
I know.
Last week, I was gasping, screaming Eric Garner style, I can't breathe.
Oh, God.
I was laughing so hard. Pixie marches into the litter box, which is set up in a corner of the room, an artificial corner made by like a bookshelf and the wall itself.
Okay.
And we've all seen a cat drop one in a litter box.
Yeah.
It digs, it sticks its tail like straight up and kind of hunches like a Halloween cat.
And
the
tail
kind of
wiggles just a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, you can tell.
No way too much about
it. Yeah, you can tell if it's like too much wet food and not enough fiber if the tail's like really going all over the place, like a Geiger counter at Fukushima.
I gotta change his diet.
So, Pixie, I don't know why, hops in, and I'm like, ugh, Pixie's gonna crap in front of us again. Pixie then stands on its hind legs, puts one leg on the side of the box, both paws straight in the air, one against the bookshelf, one against the wall, and while standing pretty much as elongated as it can, starts crapping in this position. Now, I've had 34 years of watching cats crap in a normal way. And I don't, yeah, it really, it looked like it was getting frisked. Except it had the one leg cocked, too, on the edge of the litter box. And decided to crap this way. And it was horrible because you got this dead-on view. Like, normally the cat turns away and you just hear, like, you know, plop, 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 and it buries it. This was Pixie's ass out to the world, and I'm watching these turds fall, like, the full foot from Pixie's ass, because it couldn't have gotten its ass any higher to climb the curtain. And then, crap, you can't breathe. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I had tears streaming down my eyes for, like, 5 minutes. Like, it hurt. And now, every time I go over there, like, I just pray. Like, I watch
it'll happen again.
I'm like, Ken, make me a Vine superstar.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be the biggest Vine thing since LeBron James. That'll be it. Just Pixie dropping one from a foot up. Like, and now it makes me think, like, can I train cats to crap in all these weird ways?
Really,
like, I almost want to get those, like, hamster... Oh, what's up? You're
just real quick, do you know what, do you know what network you're on right now?
No.
As far as the Periscope?
No.
I'm just getting feedback. We're not coming in all right.
Oh.
So, if I can just check out for a second, I'll try to fix that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, actually put us...
Do I get a wink or just John? Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's stop the recording then. I mean, or
yeah, we'll try and bring it back real quick.
Okay. Well, the feed for the show on Periscope, because that's our new thing, that's how we're going to get all the followers showing off Eva's big rude jugs.
They're huge.
On Periscope. Mm. Are they big period boobs right now?
I'm working on mine.
Come on, man.
What?
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You showing off your jugs.
Yes, they're giant period boobs.
Okay,
you,
I'm sorry.
Trying
I'm just...
to buy that super box of tampons at the... flea market.
Hey, if your
why
girl,
those were on sale.
If your girl had done it, I would have been like, okay.
Well, I think
this
yeah,
is a bargain.
Yeah.
We've set a new low in segues for this show in terms of how smooth they can get. We've finished up with Pixie dropping her fancy tuxedo cat Deuce standing up.
It was fancy.
It was, yeah. She kind of lets gravity just let it bury like a sandworm on dune, rather
that's
than
what a fancy cat does.
Rather than putting her paws anywhere near that that heat.
I wouldn't.
So yeah, I want to get to the crux of the show, which is telling you that despite your horrible restaurant called Asian Fusion, where I just got to watch an axe-drenched man.
I had all my papers ready. It was like I was going to, like, I was trying to get, like, a promotion.
Right.
Yeah.
He really...
was, I was like, all right, got it all.
He wanted to act
exactly
like this was just
show.
His hole in the wall, where he was going to blow my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And instead, it's just this...
Get ready.
Axe-drenched guy who, if he were, like, 10 years younger, would have gotten in trouble for bringing a clock to school.
I know I should have taken...
Just trying all he could to slay this, like, you know, 5 and a half white girl. Sitting at the table in front of us, just laying it on her like Angelina Jolie waltzed in, and this was his one chance.
Did you smell that axe? Of course he was.
I smelled it in my car after the fact, off of me.
I know.
That stuff is pungent. When I was a kid, I was like, what do women have against this? I smell like sex.
Were you an axer?
I dabbled.
Okay.
I was an occasional
axer.
I think
every young male did.
My brother always liked...
Like a little bit.
Dracoir Noir. Am I saying
that? Yeah.
I believe that's how Charlie Kelly pronounces it. That's Dracoir Noir, man!
Did I say it wrong?
I guess you just say Dracoir Noir.
I used to buy Dracoir Noir from him for Christmas.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, he would ask for that.
Oh, God. I am so not a cologne man. I remember one chick one time was like... I love Polo Blue. And so I got, like, Polo Blue, and I hosed myself with it, and I had a headache like I had been working in the asbestos mines. And I wore it, like, 3 more times each time.
Is she trying to bone you, but you're like, I can't. again, concentrate.
No one can keep it up smelling that off of themselves. Yeah. Like, your sinuses have to burn out. Like, you need to have, like, a career in huffery before you can wear cologne. It's disgusting. Anyone who wants that, why? Like,
yeah.
Girls get to wear
it.
Yeah.
It gives me a headache. I don't wear perfume.
I top out at aftershave.
I don't even do... Like, my pits make me smell great. I just use, what are the, yeah, I do...
Natural scent?
I do Old Spice, like, the Fiji Old Spice. You know, whatever Terry Crews tells me to buy?
Yeah.
When he's wearing, like, a barrister's wig and holding a huge hammer?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what you get.
Oh, yeah.
You can't disagree with
a barrister's wig.
I mean, he could, yeah, he could be like, here's a charcoal butt plug you shove up there, and that'll take care of your odor. And be like, yeah,
you
got sure,
it,
whatever, President Camacho.
Yeah.
I roll with you, dude. I love that stuff. I'm sorry, I think I smell pretty good. Like, I shower daily, and I put that crap on,
yeah,
despite being a slob.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't really sweat through it.
You definitely have a musk about you, though.
What do you mean?
You smell fine.
No, you smell great, but, like, you definitely have, like, a John smell.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
It smells good.
Intriguing.
Really?
No,
arousing, perhaps?
Arousing. No, it's just like you smell like you. It's good.
Maybe we should capture this essence.
It's reminding me of a Kids in the Hall sketch with Danny Huss, and his boss figures out that his sweat smells great, and so they bottle and sell husk musk.
Husk musk?
Yeah, they just put Danny on a treadmill and put little funnels with tubes connected to them under each of his pits.
That's awesome.
Are we going to start doing that for you?
Yeah. And eventually, everyone quits all of their jobs because
just
everyone in the world
musk.
Is just smelling husk musk. And then finally, they have to wall up Danny Husk's pits. And you see guys coming with cement and just slathering him inside Husk's pits.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, Jay,
mm-hmm.
despite having the worst taste in restaurants, an embarrassing taste,
that's not
really,
true.
You have the worst taste in restaurants since McCluskey got shot in The Godfather. When he picked it out to go there for the veal. And it cost him his brains.
You speak Italian?
So,
Italian to each other.
In spite of all that... Salazzo?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to speak Italian to each other.
In spite of all that, you know what? Your house, dude.
Yeah.
Your house...
Awesome.
Look at him coming around.
My house?
You're like Rachel Lee Cook and She's All That, and Freddie Prinze Jr. is like explaining how you're nothing now, but you could be something under his tutelage. And you're like, really? Looking up with your big Bambi eyes.
Yeah.
Your Bambi blowjob eyes.
Doubles.
Oh my god, this big anime saucer she had. Your house is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Only strike I'm going to come out with is that you're in a bit of
you would
bum
be John
F.
if you didn't.
I have to give with one hand and take with the other. It's a bit bum effy, and we'll explore that aspect.
Oh, God.
But I
yeah.
want to list,
yes.
first of all, you have an adorable girlfriend who's like serving us all sorts
thank
of
you.
Snack food
cute as a
the whole time.
I love
she's
her.
Just
yeah,
precious.
She's
you know who she
daughter.
Looks like? Jax's girlfriend. Slash wife, I think, in Sons of Anarchy.
A little bit.
But I thought
what
we all
that
agreed we didn't
like
that.
What's that?
I thought we all agreed we didn't like that show.
Doesn't
I haven't,
mean,
seen,
I haven't
it.
Seen it.
Yeah, but people can be attractive on the show, even though
I didn't.
Like it.
I didn't like the beheading of Daniel Pearl. I saw that, too. She's marching around feeding us all sorts of weird, like, fancy British cookies. So
yeah.
fancy, they're called biscuits.
Would you like that?
Not cookies.
And she's, like, giving us root beer in, like, beer glasses. Not
yeah.
just, like, a
high-end
can of
root
beer.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not that Barks.
It's
tea,
not... If you came to my
cool
house...
labels on it.
I know, that one's
if
awesome.
You came to my house and you got a root beer, you know what you'd be getting? You'd be getting Weiss's Choice. And it would just be the Weiss Owl.
The Weiss Owl.
Yeah, and a crappy brown and tan can. You have root beer that looks like a microbrew.
Yeah, it is.
Served by your girlfriend, who's bringing it out like a cigarette girl at a boxing match.
But she got a bunch of free stuff. She got a bunch of free promotional items.
Don't downplay it. So your girlfriend's so awesome, she gets free things.
Yes.
You can't downplay it. I'll upplay
yeah,
it.
She used her acting skills, and she was like, I work for this distributing company. And
I'm going to need all of your biscuits and beers.
So I want some biscuits.
Yeah.
I need your biscuits and
beers
of the root.
Everything, please distribute it.
My boyfriend's
bringing... I will tell my boss.
My boyfriend's bringing two
freeloaders
over on Sunday.
Yeah. They're both fatzos who are going to eat us out of house and home if you don't do this.
They'll need snacks.
You have a cat and a dog, which are both great.
Yes,
you have a corgi. The only acceptable answer to the dog question.
Well, thank you.
And you've passed it.
So
you're even wearing a Thorgy shirt.
Yes.
It's a corgi dressed as Thor. Show it off to
the
camera.
And her name
cat.
Is Kyrie, which is a reference that some of the nerds will get.
Oh, so. You said it was Kingdom Hearts. I'm
yes.
not that big a nerd. So.
And also she's a corgi because of Cowboy Bebop. This is probably
fine.
Panning to like three people, so I'll just...
How dare you brag
so
about
please,
our audience.
Please,
wishful thinking,
go
sir.
On,
a triumvirate? You boob. Your cat.
Adorable.
Yeah, like Pixie, your cat has a perfect cat BH. I think you can figure what that stands for.
Yeah.
I'm always sad.
I saw you examining it.
When a cat has... I really did.
Yeah.
I cast a gaze or two upon it. I don't like when a black cat... Because a cat has the black haunches. I'm just saying, when they have like the really jet black haunches, it... totally accentuates the BH.
Yeah.
Oh, the B. Oh.
And if
yes,
the cat
I'm sorry.
Isn't vigilant in its cleaning,
his Braveheart,
it walks by and you can only cluck your tongue and be like, and you know, I would say sloppy butthole, and Evo
yeah.
turn to me and go, no, sloppy owner. And that's how you feel. Like,
I'm supposed to take
a cat's that. Yeah, it's a cat's rectum reflects upon its owner,
mm-hmm.
and your cat's BH, you could eat off of that thing.
Yes, you could.
We could have recorded off of that thing.
Yeah, I cleaned it before we got here.
I could tell. I could see you just lift the tail, spraying a little Lysol.
Some Axe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, did he scream.
I thought I would just let out a little, like, like a little just acknowledgement, but like, I know what's going on.
Like that.
And then it turned around, and it's like, do you think John will be pleased? And you're like, I hope
so.
I really botched it with the restaurant.
I was like, don't F this up.
And
like earlier when he was sleeping outside.
There's Polaroids of you all over the house with like various stand-up comics.
Yes.
It really looks like the basement of the Comedy Cellar or something like that.
I like to roll elbows.
I mean, the one thing I will say is Polaroids are creepy, and we all look like Sarah Connor at the end of The Terminator, where the little boy snaps her picture with the German Shepherd. She's like, there's a storm coming, I know.
Or we're all getting ready for a porno shoot.
There's that too.
Yeah.
There's also, was it the Terry Richards maybe spread that he did with Lady Gaga where she did like mock bondage poses with like a Polaroid thing?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's okay. You'll take one out to it and then you're like.
She's got a nice bod.
Yeah, no, I'll probably like start. I don't,
Lady Gaga's ass is nicer than his cat's.
Like, have you checked out her BH?
I haven't inspected her BH. I would assume it's pretty clean, though. Like, she seems like she's big on the horse bath. Like,
What's the horse bath?
Horse bath is your pits, the BH, and then what goes in front of the BH. Just scrubbing those out, yeah.
I thought that's what you're...
Like, I don't know if Lady Gaga cleans everything regularly, but I bet Lady Gaga is, like, a master just, like, cocking her leg pixie style on... Like, the counter of a KFC.
She takes the cleanest places.
Yeah, and takes the wet naps that they have there and just gets it all in, like, just in the middle of, like, an Oklahoma City tour stuff. I bet
thank you
those bits of
here.
The gaga.
This is going to bring in business.
Those
the gaga.
The gaga. I stole that from Opie and Anthony. I admit it. What else do you have? In addition to the fancy biscuits, Eva can testify to this, you served us... peanut butter cups with actual peanut butter in it. Not that crumbly, they gave it to Neil Armstrong along with his powdered ice
like
cream.
Dark
crumb.
Chocolate. With
dark chocolate
butter.
Shells.
I know.
Where do you get your cups so fancy?
I don't even like having dark chocolate in the house because... And don't go anywhere with that, John. I saw you.
You're afraid of the Civil War?
Yes.
Take a walk.
No, just because I'm scared of the dog because the dog will eat anything that I leave out for too long. She ate an entire bottle of garlic pills that I left out one time. So, those were delicious. So,
your life is pretty great.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. I got my homeboys in the background.
The Billy Billy Idol album Charmed Life is just about you. He didn't know you existed at the time.
Yeah. You have the best life out of the three of us.
You think so?
Absolutely do.
I'm not sure how to take a compliment.
Don't worry, we'll knock you down.
Yeah, we'll knock you down.
Yeah, I know. Take what you can get. It's like, well...
Just like the Redskins won today.
I know.
Roll with that, because you're not going to win the NFC East.
I didn't think so.
So just enjoy your victory over the Rams today.
So it's a bad news to bring you guys out here, because you're going to make sure you knock me down a couple pegs.
No, I can't knock you down on this. You have, like, the perfect nerd room. There's all this art on your walls.
There's
just comic
really
art.
Great books.
There's tons of, like,
steal half of them.
Sexy comic girl pictures on the walls. I wish we could pan around and do this, but we don't have our intern yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it deserves to be seen. I just...
Ruth!
Just know that you have the best life.
I have the worst life.
No,
you don't. I have the worst life. You have your own place. I live at home.
I pay rent on that place, though.
So? I pay rent at home. Can't even say
it
with a straight
face. Yeah, exactly. I have to pay real bills. What do you pay for?
I pay for gas occasionally.
Do you pay once a month and you show off to your dad?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, look what I did today.
Well, I felt really good about myself because I got a paycheck the other day and I gave my dad $100 out of it. And I keep rubbing it into him.
Yeah,
it's
more than I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm like,
honestly,
remember when I gave you that $100 2 weeks ago?
I like how you say, gave you that $100. I gave you... gave you $100. Gave you that $100.
It was that one. Yeah, I've never paid a cell phone bill, so I can't...
And John, why is yours so bad?
Yeah.
Well...
You had a great life. Great roommate. Doesn't she make you snacks?
My roommate is nice. I did enjoy a very, very solid pistachio smoothie this morning.
Yes.
Really?
But I paid for the pistachios, unlike you, Kirchhoff. you would have been like, remember that one time I bought the one coconut milk that went into one smoothie? I don't know. You know, I still haven't trimmed up yet. It's only been a month since the move, but I bought my 2X Slayer shirt, Slayer Mima, and filling it out a little more than I... Yeah, like, there should be, like, a couple spare X's in this. I should be alright with just a large.
I got a 2X, but it's a small 2X.
It's a small 2X. And, you know, I'm not happy about that. Work is grueling.
My work is super fun, so I can't complain about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I kind of like my job.
So I'm leaving the bad life off.
I think you have a great life.
No.
Own your own business. You're a man about town.
Yeah, you told a bunch of people to F off earlier. You were like, I'm at a flea market. And if you can't understand that, you can just lock yourself out again.
Well, yeah, so, I said...
Did he say like that? You can just lock yourself out again.
I
no,
I
know, he used
company.
The F word, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
you did?
Yeah.
Well, I used both F words.
Yeah.
I said, pick your own effing lock. You effing other F word. No, I didn't say
that. No. No, but he was like, no, I'm busy.
I was buying jars for a while.
This person who was in dire need. He was just like, oh, I don't know.
They'll,
I don't know what to tell you.
Themselves out.
I'm not, yeah. Just
I
break
just,
a window, stupid.
I'm going to, I want to segue now to the flea market.
Flea market was awesome.
People listening to this show, the show's based typically where I live, which is about 15 miles outside of D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay commutes quite a way.
An hour?
He comes to do the show.
Yes, over an hour.
It's quite a haul.
Oh, he doesn't pick you up?
No,
he doesn't.
Oh, God.
Like, he picks me up. That's
so
what
his life is the worst for me.
I'm 3 miles from my front door, and even then I'm resentful getting you. Jay is an hour away, and he treks.
We make it there all the time.
I figured it would be a nice gesture for us to come out this way. And Jay, the ways he tries to sell... his place. He didn't mention his cat's perfect BH.
No.
And he
it
didn't.
Goes without saying.
He didn't mention his fancy British biscuits.
Sure.
And like
but
the fact that I could eat a chicken parm and drop it on the floor, and your girlfriend would be on her knees wiping it up in 3 seconds.
We could nude sunbathe because I don't have an HOA or neighbors that can see us. So that's kind of a plus.
Or a penis you're embarrassed by. Another reason that I lose the life process.
I would be embarrassed by later, by the way.
Exactly. We've been selling it so far with Eva's teas, but
yeah.
Jay, Jay's going to do a routine. He calls.
I'm going to add you one better.
Slappy in the two dwarves.
You can do a helicopter.
There's helicopter, and that will segue into Python Eats the Eggs.
What's that?
It involves a lot of urethra stretching.
Oh! That's the pee hole, right?
Yeah.
Oh!
Now you get it.
Ew.
Now you looked in the box at the end of seven.
Oh, God. What's in the box?
So the thing you used to sell your place was like what seems like a perpetual flea market 10 miles down the road from your house. It just, it sounds like a never-ending bazaar.
Yeah, and what did it say? And gypsy?
Gypsy something.
And gypsy bazaar.
Did it really?
Gypsy fabrics or gypsy jewelry.
Which I've always made the joke. Yeah, which I've always made the joke. It's like, they're there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Next year. Not exactly gypsies.
That is the one group I'm actually...
Not exactly.
Yeah, they're not gypsies anymore.
Not, yeah, like when you're here every weekend, I call your bluff.
They're the fat,
or,
lazy Garfields of the gypsy world.
Or Roma, as they like to
No, you just don't shower.
Real funny clip if you guys want to. Just random aside, if you want to look it up. A couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago at this point, it was Madonna on tour in Romania. Giving some speech about how the Roma were our fellow human beings and, like, you shouldn't be down with gypsy prejudice. And the booze. And, like, people lost their mind.
They're like, no.
They couldn't boo her.
They don't care about you and they don't care about you.
And then we're shocked that, like, yeah, Hungarian camera women are tripping Syrian refugees. Like, there is racism there.
Yeah.
Like, now we're like, oh, that was a coded trigger word for black, and I'm having flashbacks to that one time I saw Roots and I wasn't warned about it. You're like, shut up. Europe, like, Eastern Europe has racism like you wouldn't believe. Like, that's real racism.
Oh, God.
Not that I blame them. The gypsies are the one group I'm really prejudiced against. Like,
why?
Didn't I tell you this? Okay.
I have a story, too.
Oh, do you have a gypsy story?
Well, no, is that the...
Is this about Stevie Nicks? She doesn't count.
No, but I mean, so there are a couple gypsies around here, and I live really
like
close
actual
to the
gypsies,
casino.
Though?
We didn't go. I don't know.
Are they
just shitty people that...
Are they... God, you and
the
rock of the S-bombs.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot we're, like, in my
house. I mean, are they... Yeah,
right,
I know, you
right,
feel
sorry,
so relaxed.
Insert smoke.
Do they,
hold
like...
On. Watch me
they
bust out
of
the Are they the...
Well, here's the deal. At the casino,
yeah,
they'll be like, hey, can you break 100? And this didn't happen to me, but it happened to a friend. And they would ask you to break 100 for them. Why? Because there's like 1,000 people in there that,
was
can,
it like
that are dealers that can break
shaped?
You,
mm-hmm.
Break 100 for you. But, you know, he learned the hard way. He was like, yeah, sweetheart, I can break 100 for you. So I gave him their 20s. Yeah, that 100 was no good.
Yeah,
no good. I mean, that probably happens at other places.
Well,
but that
was on
a
it?
Lot here. Like, I've actually had people been like,
"Was it Gypsy Ben Franklin
for me?"
On it?
And I'm like, "Why the hell are? What do you mean
you're at
a casino? You're asking
yeah.
the like?" Yeah, it's really weird, but I don't know. Maybe there's all types.
Okay, your gypsies are like they the. This is a reference. I don't know why I know this one. Are they the Maria Openskaya? The Gypsy and the Wolfman kind, like just a white lady with an Aunt Jemima kerchief on and like a fake mole gypsy?
No.
Or are they the actual like Indian, the red dot style gypsies? Because like the Roma are actually from
more
there.
Like Italian? Like olive skin?
A happy medium gypsy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more like that.
Like,
yeah.
Kind of like that?
Yeah, kind of like
when,
that.
When I was in Greece, I was next to multiple gypsy camps. Because my mom's great with hotels. And they were like the actual, I mean, like really like kind of like dark, untouchable caste type stuff from the old world, if you're from Nepal. And that alone, just people begging, I don't really care. I think what got old was the way they would grift. You would see them pass a baby back and forth, like just use it as a prop.
Uh-huh.
Like
catch
so,
this baby.
They'll throw the babies at you. My dad told me about that in India.
Did I witness an actual baby hurling? You know what? For the sake of radio, yes, I saw an actual baby hurling. No, what I did see was they would take one kid,
mm-hmm.
and Greece is very temperate. You know, so it's not like they had him sitting out the Mojave or some crap like that. But a kid's sitting there for like 4 hours while the chick's holding him. And like, will you give me money for me and my baby? Just hitting everyone up. And then, you know, like, Svetlana the gypsy takes little Junior and, you know, hucks it over to Morrisina the gypsy. And like, for the next 4 hours, Morrisina sits there and is like, give me money for me and my baby. And you're like, God, that kid, come on.
How did you two have that baby?
Yeah, at least can you put it in like a kinder care or something?
Kinder care. I know. Yeah, my dad said in India they would throw a baby at you, and if you went to catch it, they would just come and...
Yeah, if any shred of your humanity remained. And it was a real baby, too, right? Like, that was the whole... Yeah.
They would toss it at him.
So I've heard. I'm wondering if it's... Well, I don't know.
And
I'm sure it's happened.
My dad's
that's
not
sure.
in the custom of lying, Jack.
No, I have heard of the tossing baby
shit.
And it's like, what are you going to do? You're either going to lose your camera, like Joker did in The Nom, or what, are you going to jump up and just spike the baby down and go, booyah!
Oh, yeah, not give me this time.
Yeah, and its head, like, explodes like a...
I showed you!
Like a pumpkin hurled on the street.
Crap. Yeah, and then you're just stuck there in jail for the next couple days.
So, somehow...
Probably just a couple days, honestly, though.
You thought you were going to impress your city folk friends by taking us to a filthy gypsy bazaar.
Hey, it wasn't that bad.
I got a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of... Okay, wait. But more...
It was disgusting!
Hey, more or less, it was a bunch of West Virginia...
They're
all mountain mamas.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of... I live up on the mountain.
Yeah.
Or I live around the mountain.
I made $6 this weekend.
I made $13.
Why do you guys have to just put down people for comedy?
Hey, really?
Yeah.
You were there.
I wasn't going to go that way with it at all.
Oh, I'm
sure. I was going to celebrate diversity.
What was diverse about?
I didn't talk about.
Please, let me know.
The different tattoos on the white
crowd. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
All the kinds of
the
camouflage trucker hats.
I saw a velvet painting of a Confederate flag.
Huh.
That was impressive.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That guy's still around. Doing those crazy paintings.
I'll be honest. I haven't been to a flea market since I was like so little. I thought it meant the stuff sold was dirty and filled with fleas. And you got it on a discount. And once you defleed it, then you could enjoy it.
But you're wearing your flea shirt.
Yeah, you put that on really fast.
I'm not wearing mine until I wash it.
Well, I only bought my Slayer Hell Awaits 2XL Moo because I had smeared the sub that I purchased at your sheets. I'm sorry.
I would love to put that shirt over
my Chick-fil-A shirt.
I would love to put that shirt on Casey.
Would
you be like down to her ankles.
Which you should not have worn on
she
a Sunday
like
anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true. I was breaking the Sabbath. I was wearing my Chick-fil-A shirt because I was like, I'll be at Jay's. I don't care if I look like garbage. I was like a wife having sex with a husband at 10 years. I'm like, I can dress like hell. He'll still stick it in. He's just happy to get some for the anniversary.
Yeah, but the Chick-fil-A on a Sunday... That's just breaking too many rules, man.
Oh, right.
So
they're not open.
Well, not just that. I marched into another restaurant, shall we call it? I marched into your sheets, and I forgot.
Yes.
You know you're in mountain territory when, like, the sheets seems like the entire nexus of
the
town.
It's the nightclub.
There were so many people there.
There were entire cycles of, like, birth, life, and death that you can witness. It was everything.
It's true.
It's like a hillbilly ant farm when you go to a sheets.
There's like 40 people there.
It was everything I could have wanted. There was like the old mountain folks, the Duck Dynasties.
This is my life.
Yeah.
I live up on the mountain.
I mean, let's be honest, sexy young tattooed mountain
mm-hmm.
chicks
mm-hmm.
who like, one of them
just
had like...
Living on Mountain Dew.
Yes. Purchasing her 2XL Mountain Dew with her dildo-sized vape pen hanging out of the ass of her jean shorts. And her, you know, of course, the little West Virginia tattoo with the heart where she was born in West Virginia.
Wild and wonderful.
Visible on her. It was a trip, man. I mean, that was... If I go to a sheets near me, and first of all, there aren't sheets near me, because I live in a good place. But if I get far enough out into the Ozarks, and I get to a sheets, it's fast. Like, yeah. I'm in and out in 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I know. That's where it should be.
Your sheets had a line like they were selling goddamn Beatles tickets in 67.
Yeah, it was all
Shay, the last Beatles concert ever.
Because I can't figure it out. Well, like half the people in line, and not to crap on West Virginia, but could not count their change. And then two, they only had one person working the front, even though every employee there was like, man, the line looks pretty big. And then they just kept going with it, and just let everybody just gather up inside the store.
Four people doing food prep.
Yeah.
So like,
and
once
everybody like that's where everybody was getting.
So your food was done 8 seconds after you ordered it. So yeah. Like by the time you paid, your cold
was
food
cold.
Was ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fun. What can I say? I love the people watching in the country. Country people scare me more than urban people ever will. As
what
much
was that?
Urban. As much as I joke and about my various prejudices, I'd feel much more comfortable just kicking it in like a church's chicken in Richmond.
I'm surprised we haven't heard a gunshot yet.
Do you usually hear them?
Oh God, yeah.
How else are you going to keep out the government?
That's true.
The government.
Government. It's my right.
I mean, it's his land.
True.
It's his land. So we get out
this
of sheets
America.
Finally, and my sub falls all over my fat tits. Because I'm an excited eater.
You are. It
can't
You're
get around.
You're such an excited eater.
I wish I could just do, like, you know those pictures on the internet of, like, the happy hamster? And it has, like, two cheeks just
yes.
filled with sunflower seeds.
You
want
to be able to do that.
I want to do that with a hoagie. I want to be able to just, like, catty corner a hoagie in my mouth.
Let's
and then
it.
Take one bite, and it gets the middle, and then, you know, each
keep
cheek
going
tandem.
Back.
Yeah.
Just start smashing your cheeks together.
Exactly.
It works.
Like I'm working a typewriter.
Yeah.
And I'm just mashing it back and forth and biting the sides off, and sadly, it'll never happen in my day.
We can make it happen.
We haven't bioengineered that yet.
Will you try? You're loving that.
Back and forth.
I do it to a little tune if I ever had grandkids. Be like, you want to see Pappy eat
yeah,
a watermelon?
You're gonna say Pappy.
And then they'd be like, you are the reason I'm 400 pounds at age 8. Thanks for the utter crap DNA.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
I wash
myself.
You're pronouncing it too correctly.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, we went to your Gypsy Mart. And
didn't get swindled too hard.
No, we didn't get swindled. I mean, we're advanced city folk.
I talked
so the country folk
down.
Didn't stand
you
a
did.
Chance. It was just fun seeing the variety of complete crap for sale. My favorite was the coupon people, who obviously went into town and bought whatever they could on sale.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not joking, there were tons and tons of feminine hygiene products.
There were so many tampons.
Secondhand tampons. Not used, but just like someone
tampons.
Bought them and then was like, hey, these tampons fell off the back of a truck. Can I hook you up?
If your girl had bought some, I would have been like, okay, I will too.
Yeah, you shouted. Like,
yo, look, they
well,
got
stock
a
up, girl!
And yeah, I think that freaked her out for a second. I think she got it after.
And then she went back and bought a few.
Yeah. Well, we already stopped. I live
your
here.
Your chick's
we're
tiny. They didn't have
up.
Size for her. I'm
they
sorry.
Probably didn't. Yeah.
I have to get, like, the 2X.
Yeah.
No, that they probably have.
For my 1 second job.
No, even just doubles up.
Just do 2 and 1.
Yeah.
Double XL. But it's a small double XL.
Yes, but it's a small.
It's a small white yes. vagina.
She calls it 2x4.
Oh, okay.
Just as many as the
stop.
Two
it.
Wide, four deep. That'll hold them.
And one in the stink, just for fun.
Oh, yeah, so you can really fart without fear. And on the other...
So there's all kinds.
Yeah, and on
yeah.
the other side of it, you know, your very, very wee girl has to get, like, Fisher-Price, my first tampon.
My first...
Baby's first tampon.
I had to keep that down. I didn't want my voice to carry.
So she's not here. I think she left.
Oh, yeah. It's the Fisher Price, my first tampon for your tiny girl.
Ha-ha!
Exactly. Well, they have to make those now because everyone is, like, menstruating at age 4 from all the hormones in the milk.
Yeah.
You're both so stupid. I made that up.
No.
I was just like, yep.
Yeah.
Tampons for 4-year-olds.
Done. I read about it.
Oh, I read that. I read that.
Yeah, John shared the article.
Oh, you're going to double BS and BS it back.
Yeah, I read that in the Wall Street Journal.
In the WAPO.
The WAPO. Well, I think we've actually done close to an hour.
Good Lord.
I know. It's
you guys got to come out here.
I love it out here.
Oh, I'm talking to everybody else.
Oh.
I already had you guys.
It's been a while. Do we want to talk about all the Confederate gear? Was there some shtick you boys and girls wanted?
I know,
I just saw the velvet painting of the
there were a lot of Confederate flags. It might shock you for a flea market that
I
was right over
the
West Virginia border.
Historical whatever they want to do, but that's your whole thing. You're out here.
Oh,
is that, I can't.
So that's your thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
They're actually
just
two
flags
things.
And German. Okay.
Oh, did they get a little Teutonic?
Oh, dude,
with
no,
did
they do.
Nazi stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
I like it when you tiptoe around
it. I wasn't
going
to take
it. I
would have liked to have seen that.
Nose.
Yeah.
Like, I like the way that, like, Metallica kind of, you know, when people are like, is Metallica satanic? And James Hetfield's just like, maybe. But,
yeah.
You know, Slayer's a little on the nose with it.
Yeah, a little bit.
After pentagram. I like my Satanism Metallica style.
There you go.
You know, that's if you're going to do the stars and bars, then yeah, be like, look,
yeah,
it's a
like,
pride thing. Don't
yeah,
have it next to
I should have to lift up a Confederate flag to see the swastika.
Yeah, don't have it next to, like, the plate collection
but,
from American Beauty.
Yeah, don't let it be right there.
I'm sure
right next to your PlayStation. Because I'm looking at the PlayStation.
I didn't see any Nazi stuff.
No.
Yeah. I sure didn't, or maybe a couple dollars later.
Good Lord.
All right, so...
But there's all kinds out there, so...
There were two topics that I wanted to bring up before
yeah.
we bailed out. I actually have a burning urge to say something on the show. It isn't like 60 minutes of me just trying to skeet at for once.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, a goodbye to Sabato Gigante. Last episode was last night.
No.
I want to say goodbye to you and Don Francisco, your host. I'm making it sound like they were all put on like, a Viking funeral pyre as soon as the...
It's my dad's dream funeral.
Really?
A Viking funeral, yeah.
When I was a little kid, I remember if the family passed out early enough, you could whack one out to Sabato Gigante if you didn't have skin on.
I don't know what this is.
It was like a Spanish variety show on
Univision.
And the joke was, tits look great if they're barely covered, and Spanish women have great asses that they'll waggle into the camera.
Yes.
To this day, I remember a sketch. I don't even know if it was a sketch. It was just like four women dressed as sexy cats, like in an alley.
They're just getting chased?
No, it looked like just Heathcliff, if you remember that cartoon.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
Like the half where he was the ghetto cat, or he had the ghetto cat friends, I don't remember. It just looked like that, except they were like wearing barely their fur bikinis.
Oh, yeah,
they're
barely hanging on.
Like 12-year-old me blasted one so fast. That's probably why I love cats now.
Oh, yeah.
That's I was a dog
exactly
person
why.
Up until that very sketch. And,
that's exactly why. But that station has a lot of provocative material.
Oh,
it's they did. They had, like, the... I think I've mentioned this before in earlier episodes, but they had, like, the schoolgirl one, where it was, like, all people, like, well in their 30s, but, like, so super endowed, like, double D, like, Spanish chicks playing schoolgirls, and then, like, some weird guy, like, dressed up as a schoolboy, but he'd be, like, 50. and then he'd just chase them around the classroom, and I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah, it was like Benny Hill with a
this
much
gonna
more
do
certain threat of rape.
Okay.
Yeah. When you're young enough, it's like, this is
and you guys
sweet.
Went, that was like good for
yeah
mass.
Because I didn't have pay channels
right.
And I pre
oh, yeah.
you know my first few years of pounding it predated the internet so like if my parents were asleep I could turn
was
on
it Clear Channel
Univision I think it was channel 53
no but I'm Perfect. Saying like the one around here the one that you could get away with the squiggly vision
there's Spice
Spice I think Spice but there was
oh was that like porn that was
yeah.
mashed up and
yeah.
you could just hear it.
Yeah.
Remember those days, man?
Occasionally you see like a breast
right.
and a nipple
yeah.
hovering
like,
around like, the top
and,
of a UFO.
Me and Steph and a few girls got in trouble for watching porn at a birthday party.
Scrambled like, porn or like unscrambled?
No, it was like porn. We were
oh, wow.
in like sixth grade and
oh.
it was on.
Whoa.
We had like a sleepover.
I was just figuring out like
Okay.
Oh, well, we were at a rich...
I guess we're making memories.
We were at a rich friend Lauren's house, and they had, like, every channel. So it's, like, 2 in the morning, we're having a sleepover.
How many of you girls were there?
Probably, like, 6 of us. But I remember
what
mom...
What were your names?
Come on, man. You know half of them.
Footage of
give me all the names.
No.
Okay, what were you girls wearing?
Pajamas.
What was under the pajamas?
Nothing.
Give this a Univision stand.
Pajamas.
I just remember
they were
her mom.
Her mom caught
us, and she called all of our parents the next day. And my mom was laughing hysterically.
What a jerk!
Yeah, she was like, "I heard that you used the word. Can you say D? Can I say the D word?
Sure."
She was like, "Mrs. Barry said that you used the word dick." She's like cracking up.
You were like,
laughing.
"Yeah, that was a lot of."
I was like, "Yeah,
crap.
I was watching.
Did you see that
at
guy
at the end of the sentence? I want to suck a." So what, Mrs. Barry walks in on you 12?
Yeah, we were like down in the basement and we were watching porn and just like laughing hysterically. None
would
of
they
us
be,
ever seen that.
They'd
before.
Be a sextuplet, wouldn't they? A sextuplet of 12-year-olds.
I think so.
Maybe. But none of us had ever
models.
Seen that before. And we
keep
were
eye contact.
Yes, and we were we were like excited. Like we had never
well,
seen anything like that
were
before.
You
and
excited,
we're
excited?
And we're like all just cracking up laughing. Look at I mean, it's softcore, so there was no penetration, but...
This is why, by the way, men and women will never line up sexually. Because the very first time...
Oh, soft.
...you see any sort of porn, these jerks are giggling. And
what are you supposed to do?
You and I,
we're
as 12-year-old boys, we would have been grabbing our chests like goddamn Fred Sanford, like... Let me catch my breath long enough to try to get an erection that will be done with in like 3 seconds. Like,
I mean, I think you're totally right. Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, well, here's the thing. I was like, when we watched it, we weren't giggling.
No, oh, there was nothing playful.
We were just crying.
No, we were just like, it was absolute. It was, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah,
we were
absolute
like,
transfixed.
Like,
in every one
you
of our brains. If it was six kids, like, six dude kids there, it would have been six times over Jared Leto taking that first hit in Requiem for a Dream.
Exactly.
With the...
Yeah, your pupils going and the
yeah.
blood pumping, except it would have been going to all of our, like, 3-inch, 10-year-old pricks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, like, promptly after, it's the scene where the Wayans... was just, like, running after the dude gets shot in the face, and they're like,
oh, I was
blowing
say,
our load, just like, ah.
Would have cut to the
oh,
Lonely
yes.
Island.
We just cut to that. We're just, yeah,
we're
I'm
just giggling.
I'm just like, oh.
And that is why, that is the fundamental difference in the sexes. Like, we immediately know what we want.
Yeah, we're like.
And, like, yeah.
It's like, it all comes, yeah.
Whereas
it's very
girl
clear. We're like,
sex.
Oh, shoot.
Well, yeah.
This is it.
Well, don't boys, like, start. Doing that younger than girls do?
It depends if the girl's molested or not. There's like 4-year-olds that do horrible things with Lincoln Logs.
I thought that the girls matured faster, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying like if your chick got bounced on the knee a little too long at age 2, by age 4 she's grinding against her Barbies. It happens.
I used to make my Barbies have sex. I would like put them
never
on top
give
of
your children attention. That's what Sean
I
says.
Would put them like on top of each other naked and I would just like rub them around.
Really?
Yeah. In my Barbie.
You still do that.
Yeah, I do.
She does have the Barbies in her room still.
I do.
She has like the creepy little dream house.
Mm-hmm.
When you're living there at 31, it's no dream house anymore.
Yeah, got a bunch of
sex house
cartoons all over the place.
Things those Barbies wish they could unsee.
I don't really have a Barbie dream house. I have a mobile home. It's a step down.
It really is, yeah.
And she's taken a toothbrush. And taken out all of their eyes with it, so they can't bear witness to her manyfold sins.
Oh, goodness.
You took it there. I didn't.
That's funny.
Alright, one more thing.
What's up?
Speaking of sexy or not sexy, this is to be debated. Have you guys heard about... John scrolling to find his prep. Have you guys heard about plus-size model Ashley Graham and her lingerie show that she put on the catwalk for plus-size models this weekend in New York using the hashtag #IAmSizeSexy.
No.
Now, this
I
is a picture.
I think she's gorgeous. I know who she is.
Yeah.
Here's Ashley Graham. You can bend
I've
over.
I've seen her
Come on, Pedro, maybe.
She did the Sports Illustrated, right?
If she did do one.
I could have swore she was smaller then.
No, that's fine.
I think she's hot.
No.
You're crazy. Okay. Like, I don't understand you sometimes.
No, she would be absolutely great.
If?
In the following scenario.
What?
All right, first of all, Ashley Graham, if you want to Google her.
Hello.
If she's getting a haircut and they put the bib around her entire body, so it's just her head, and she's like, hey, I want to give you a blowjob with the entire haircut smock on me.
Disagree.
That works. And then I would also accept a poodle skirt. No, not even a poodle skirt. Like, what were the skirts, the old-timey skirts that had, like, a metal undercarriage? Yes. That would have been fine. Because, and again, I'm a fat, sloppy, self-loathing pig. Let's get that out of the way. I am not Chris Hemsworth or whatever compared to this woman in any way, shape, or form. But the downstairs is a little large for my taste, personally. Above, she's like a very sexy centaur. Like, if you went to the belly button line and just looked up, you'd be like, I love you.
Yes, please.
But if you look from the belly button below, you're like,
that's a large horse penis.
Exactly. I don't know if we can make our different cultures work.
I'm not sure how that's going to feel.
What did crack? It's a big horse penis. Just exhale as you take it in. Just go. And that kind of relaxes. And a little amyl nitrate.
I think she's so hot.
Yeah.
I think in the lid, she's amazing.
I think the whole package is hot.
But I think what killed me, and we're going to be out after this just dumb little throwaway joke right here. What killed me was my mom had on Access Hollywood, because that's what my mom does for her news.
And QDC?
Well, yeah. Who doesn't? And Billy Bush, it's me, Billy Bush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Billy Bush was doing his whole spiel about this, and they actually, of course, sent a reporter to cover the chunky girls having their lingerie show. And what reporter did they use that I had never seen before, except a young black man, who, of course, was losing his damn mind over the chunky white women.
That's not fair.
Oh, yeah.
It was like him seeing his first porn. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, he was saucer-eyed.
Yeah.
It's just kryptonite.
Like, at one point, she's like, actually, I'm still wearing the bra that I had on the catwalk, and opens up her shirt and just pulls out her huge milkers. And, I mean, he was, like, fanning himself. Just
oh,
like,
no.
yes, you are.
Like an old lady on Sunday.
A guy I've never seen before or since. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like his grandmother down in a Baptist congregation. And I just thought, like, you know what? I know you're trying to fight stereotypes here by saying women with a couple extra pounds can be really sexy, but you're not doing it They can be.
Yeah.
But you're not accomplishing it by throwing a black guy to the stereotype wolves by being like, hey, black guy, fawn over these chunky white women. Done and done. I am on this one. So I just wanted to wrap up with that. It made me laugh
funny though.
So much.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, I'm gonna end with him just saying, that's perfect, unironically.
Hey, that's
perfect.
We're not going to stop that. Guys, I want to thank you for joining me, always. It's a labor of love until we're paid soon, which we will be, thanks to Pete maybe over here. But Pete, Eva, you guys are great. I had a really fun time with this one. It was very laid-back environs. I don't know how it recorded.
And you got to watch football.
No, I didn't. Did you bring
that
bitch? I got to watch the Skins win resoundingly in 2 3-minute increments.
There you go.
One of them being the garbage time at the end of the fourth quarter. Where it looks like Nick Foles rolled his ankle, but he didn't.
It's perfect.
And you got a Slayer t-shirt.
I did.
A small 2X.
I love the backronym, Slayer. Satan laughs as you eternally rot. Sorry, I almost had it. All right, folks, that was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. Show site in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we do. Find us on iTunes and subscribe and rate us and tell everyone about us. I give instructions on the website how to rate us because honestly, you need a doctorate to figure it out, and shame on Apple. At Papa's Basement is my Twitter handle. These guys are at Orchard Eva if you want to see Eva's huge cans. And Pete is at Pete Maybe.
Yes.
And I'm not going to promote your Tumblr.
No, that's fine. I think Maybe's fine. Just talk to me there.
Find him there. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And I think that's it. Till next one. We're out of here.